You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. Straight ahead, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds. But first, it's time for the weekly conversation on the arts with somebody who knows just a bit about stand-up comedy in Vermont because she's a comic herself. Here's VPR's Annie Russell.
Fans of comedy in Vermont now have a dedicated space to get their laugh on. Vermont Comedy Club opened its doors late last year to a sold-out weekend and has been booking national comedy talent ever since. Here to check in with us about Vermont Comedy Club are club owners Nathan Hartswick and Natalie Miller. Thanks for being with us, guys.
Oh, thanks for having
Hi.
Us.
So I should disclose at the top that I have performed at Vermont Comedy Club.
Yes,
and I am a comedian. We want to make sure we get that out of the way. But for those who are just checking in on this new club, can you give us just a brief history of how you guys got here and why you decided to make this very big investment opening up a comedy club in Burlington?
Sure. So we've been doing comedy for about 7 years now. We started as just performers, and then there weren't a lot of opportunities for us to perform around the state. And so we're the kind of people that are just going to create opportunities for ourselves. We're not going to wait for someone else to do it. So we started producing more shows. The more we did that, the more fun we were having.
We sort of kept producing shows and learning from our mistakes. And eventually started teaching comedy classes, and we started in stand-up, and then we started adding improv. So it's just it's been sort of an organic growth thing where we look at, you know, what else we feel like isn't there for comedy opportunity in Vermont and try to provide it in some way.
I certainly have my own opinions about this, and I know a lot of comedians do, but what is a Vermont comedy audience like? What are its characteristics?
Well, they've changed. When we first started doing comedy shows in Vermont, I think they were a little nervous. They were used to maybe watching a seventh grade band concert, so they weren't exactly interactive, I would say. They enjoyed themselves, but they're very polite. In general, audiences, I think, are more on the intellectual side here. They're very smart, very sharp, and maybe a little more politically correct than in other places, which you would probably expect.
If one looks at your calendar, you will see everything from alt comedy to national headliners to improv. I know that a recent show that I went to that I really enjoyed was the Trump versus Bernie show, which was awesome. But somebody who enjoys that show might not be up for the 7 o'clock Valentine's Day show with a headlining comic. So how do you appeal to these different audiences, and how can an audience member know what they're going to be in for on any given night?
Yeah, it's all about trying to balance the programming out. So as we're booking out all of the shows at the club, I mean, there's a lot of them. We just try to have a variety of different styles of comedy, and then we try to make sure we communicate those effectively. So if you like Brian Regan, Jim Gaffigan, and Jerry Seinfeld, you'll like this guy. I actually have been really surprised. People have come in really knowing what they're getting. Hmm. We haven't had a lot of people leaving saying, that's not what I expected.
What has surprised you most since opening the club? Any expectations of things you thought for sure would happen that just have not, or vice versa?
I mean, I'll tell a story. The first week we were open, we found a water bottle full of urine.
You're not going to tell that story. No, you're
yeah.
not.
That's, I mean, that was the most surprising. I think, honestly, like, the thing that is surprising is what some people will do.
The running a nightclub part of it is
yeah.
different. Previously, we were doing comedy nights in other people's venues. But because now we have our own venue, then we get to see the misbehaving antics of the very few.
Can you talk about what it means to local comedians to sort of have this home base? And what happens to the other shows that local comedians and comedy producers are still trying to launch?
One of the major things that we wanted to do when we opened this venue was to give a home to comedy in Vermont. It was really fragmented and spread out. We are seeing comedians every night just coming and hanging out. We're seeing writing groups coming. Our open mics are very, very popular. A lot of comedians are getting on stage more consistently every week.
People are taking our classes and then hanging out afterwards and seeing shows.
As far as the other shows around the state, what I've heard is that the audiences have actually grown, which is great. And that was something that we also did think was going to happen.
And that's something we wanted. We wanted people to continue to produce independent shows, because that's good for everybody. It's a rising tide situation.
What can you tell us about this year's Green Mountain Comedy Festival, and what other shows are you most excited about right now?
Well, the Green Mountain Comedy Festival has happened every year on Memorial Day weekend, and this year we're going to bump it to a different time of year. We've been so busy launching the club that we've honestly not had the time to put it together, and Memorial Day weekend has been a bit of a tight squeeze for us. So we're excited. We're going to move it to the dates are July 18th to the 23rd, and that's a Monday through Saturday. And we're very excited to be able to bring it to the summer months and be a summer festival in Burlington. And we have tons of great stuff coming up at the club in the next couple of weeks.
The next month is like some of my favorite comedians. Kurt Braunohler's coming this weekend. Then the two weekends after that are women who are on the Women Who Kill Netflix special, which is awesome. Marina Franklin and Rachel Feinstein. Right. And then we have Kyle Kinane, who he's the hands down is the best stand-up show live that I've ever seen. The great thing about having a venue is that you can bring in people that you really want to see.
I've been speaking with Nathan Hartswick and Natalie Miller, owners of Vermont Comedy Club. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks for having
so much.
Us.